What occurred today is a condemnation of the historic hotel under eminent domain, and the property was transferred to a company that has plans to redevelop it. Syracuse Community Hotel Restoration Company is headed up by developer Ed Riley. His $57 million plan is to keep the historic shell and character, but create 261 modern hotel rooms. City Development Director Ben Walsh says you really can't underestimate the importance of getting the historic property back open.
Anyone that's spent any significant amount of time in Syracuse over the years has had special memories that have taken place at the hotel. So there's a real emotional connection to the property. On top of that, it's a property that really anchors the southern end of downtown and we believe will be a catalyst for future development.
Walsh adds there are hurdles to cross, the first being to secure a package of financing that will include historic preservation grants and tax breaks and regular bank financing. A key element will also be for Riley to gain Onondaga County's designation as the official convention center hotel, which carries with it $15 million in state funds pledged to a past project. Right now, Riley plans to do some restoration work to prevent any further deterioration. Once construction begins, the Hotel Syracuse could be taking reservations 12 to 18 months later. Chris Bolt, WAER News.